Ubezayish Levi, Rashita Shohagel?
Yes.
Maisi HaMishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha, the Vremastel Sofer, the Lashon Roshan. Deity, the Ishtali Yom Mecha, you forget one day, Yisbar Velel Shani, Shdei, Sefira. Wow, you go on, you count two, the next night you go to Shafak Sefira Rishona. Yomar Shirashini, Esmol Haya Echad Omer, yesterday was one. Yom Adin, Trey Vomer, the second night.
That sounds well.
Yeah.
That sounds well. Okay, so go ahead.
As you small enough in the false mimos, Yana, so since you counted yesterday also, so you don't lose this mimos. Right. Who's more mode? So wonderment, Mama Ani, Svira Shall Yom, the Mitzvah Svira Shall Esmo. So, Athena, how could that be? Well, you count today, you count three yesterday.
That's right. How could it be that he counted yesterday, today? Yeah. Ochain.
Mavuar, the Ba'emes, Avadai, the Chol Yom Yom, Avim, it's a Ve'asna. Really, he says it's on Mitzah. The Hod, the Bein, the Mimos. The fact that he needs Mimos, who rocked in Mesuyam, the Maisa, Minyan, Shosir, Omer. He's just needs to counting.
That has to be ordinal.
Right. So it needs to lean upon yesterday's number.
Hey, one second. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So Imkain Mavuar, based upon the previous thing, Imkain Mavuar, hey, Dave Das, or Hagon, this Sphere Light. Dilinian Maisa Svira, regarding the Maisa, Loba Inan Kiyam Shel Svira Bahayam. You don't need the Kiyam of each and every day. The Sagisha Yasa Hayom, Maisa Svira, Al Hayom Shavar. I feel the Lokiyam Shel Svira, was enough to count yesterday's number, even though you're not going to be Yotze yesterday's mitzvah, but you still could say yesterday's number to allow you to do today's. Then we call Makam Ahani Maisa Svira Hazah. So counting yesterday allows you to make today's count to be a tmimos.
You mean to make it ordinal.
Make it ordinal. So today's count will come from the count of the previous days, will be the next number in the ordinal system. The Kivan Demani Gam Esmo Lo Nafag Nechlaf Mino Siena.
Right. Right. So what do you say? So what's the machlokes between the Bahag and Rav Hag, Ryan?
Maybe you say that to create the ordinal count, does it have to be a Sfira Shal Mitzvah? Or you could just do like a Maisa Sfira without the Kiyama Mitzvah?
Well, the Bahag, it's not a Sfira Shal Mitzvah because according to Bahag, he does Vayom. He does not make a Bracha because the Sfira Shal Mitzvah is only Balayla.
But he just says you can't do it on the next step.
That's right. Yeah, so what does he hold? So apparently he holds that you can't have a Sfira on the next day, for a day that you're not in. In other words, whatever Sfira you do has to be a Kiyum in that day, whether it's a Sfira Shal Mitzvah or not, or if it's just a Sfira that makes it all a minion. But it has to be a Sfira on that day. Can't be a Sfira on the next day. To the Bahag, the Rav Haigan sounds wild.
Right.
Because it's not, he's not counting anything. Right?
Right.
I mean, there's no problem with the Bahag in terms of why his shita, why he holds his shita. That's the pasha that his shita he holds is better. It's clear because at least the Maisa Sfira is being is in the time of the Dover HaSofer. It's the daytime, and the Dover HaSofer is the day, and he's being Mona. But according to Rav Haigayan, he's doing a Maisa Sfira when the Seftishel Sfira is not there.
But is he saying that you're being Yotzei the yesterday, or are you just sitting today as an ordinal Sfira?
That's all you're doing. That's what he wants to say. The idea of the ordinal. That if he's only setting up today as an ordinal sphere.
So he's not disputing with the Bahag in terms of you're not trying to be Yotzei yesterday's when you count day one on day two just to make it ordinal.
Yeah.
Right.
In other words, he's disputing the Bahag because the Bahag maintains you can. It's very nice you want to make it ordinal. But the thing is, yeah, the Maisa of making it ordinal is to count the day.
Uh-huh, I see.
So you can't do that the next day. It's too late. Because the thing you're counting is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you think you have care if you miss 2 days? You say 2 days
ago. He would have high going hold that he can count the... At the end of the Yom, you'll count all the days.
Right.
And you'll count the 49th.
Right.
I would say it's mashma no. Only it's mashma only one day. The plain mashma is from Rav Haigayan.
Because he holds like yesterday is like samach to today, so you can count yesterday even though.
I wouldn't say because of samach. I would say a different sar. I would say you can only count yesterday because yesterday is a kiyum in the sphere shel today, shel hayom. You know what I mean? You have a sphere shel hayom, which demands that it be an ordinal sphere. And the only way you can make it an ordinal sphere is to fill in yesterday. But the day before you can't include because the day before renders yesterday an ordinal sphere, and yesterday you can't have a kima mitzvah. So you can only add in that which is necessary to make the kima mitzvah day an ordinal system.
But you need 2 days ago in order to have today also. No, you need everything.
Say it again.
You need 3 days ago and 2 days ago and yesterday for today. It's not just yesterday you need, you also need 2 days ago for the Kiyum of Hayom.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you make it ordinal, when you add in, the moment you add in the next one, it makes the following one ordinal. And the following one makes the following one. It's one each one renders the next count ordinal. It doesn't render 50 counts down.
Today's count references yesterday's count. Right. Today's count references makes reference to yesterday's count. It builds upon yesterday's day.
That's correct.
That's how we count. We count yesterday. That's like practically how people do it, but that's the way you count. What are you up to? What was yesterday?
That's right. That's what I think. Because it's not mashma for them that you can do more than one day. And that makes sense because yesterday qualifies today as ordinal. But to qualify yesterday, you can't do that anymore because there's no Maisa Mitzvah vis-a-vis yesterday. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's no Maisa Mitzvah vis-a-vis yesterday. If it's V today, it's a Maisa Mitzvah. And the Maisa Mitzvah needs the quality of ordinal, so that's why you could put into yesterday. It's where the Maisa HaMitzvah of counting demands the ordinal system. So you can qualify the Maisa HaMitzvah. Now, that's what I think. I mean, I can't prove it, but I don't think he implies that you could just put in ad infinitum. He just marched me from him just yesterday. Okay.
Yeah. He holds also, Rebbe, he also holds that you can miss the first day.
I will say it again. He holds the miss. That's right, that's right. That's right. Because he's talking about the first and second day.
That's his example.
That's right. Right, that's his example. Yep.
But it's different than Rav Sadiko and help you meet the first day.
That's right. That's right. It's amazing how many systems they come up with.
Yeah.
Yes. But we only remained, I think, halacha with two. Okay. Now, let me ask you another question. We never defined, according to the Bahag, why is it that la mitzvah you need night, you can only do it at nighttime. But in order to make the Yom Sofer, that you could do in the daytime. Why should that be? Why should there be that difference? Why don't I say it should be one system, one standard, either it's good or not good. But we say no, Balayla is good in terms if you need a Maisa Mitzvah. Then you must have Balayla. But if you need to just have the day counted in order to continue what? To continue in the ordinal system. So then Bayom is good. It's good enough. Why is that so?
Does the Bahag hold you can count during the day with the bracha?
No. No. He makes it quite clear.
I thought his question was if you can count, then it's not ma'akev for future days. So why can't you count with the bracha? Wasn't that his issue?
That's right. But he resolved it by saying that you can count. That's the Rav's kasha. That a manashech is the counting in the day, a good counting, so long you make a bracha.
Elamai,
it's not a good counting, so how does it help you?
Right.
But
yeah.
The Rav, I think, it brings it out a little further. But the point he wants to say is that the counting of the daytime is not the counting of the Maisa HaMitzvah, which is a Maisa HaMitzvah. The Maisa HaMitzvah has to be at nighttime. But if you count the daytime, the day is considered counted so that you can go on with the ordinal system.
I got it. Yeah, so that doesn't answer your question now?
Oh, so I'm just asking, why should it be that way?
Well, because you're keeping the ordinal system.
Right. So why is that good enough in the daytime? Oh, let's take the next paragraph. Maybe that's what he brings in. Go ahead.
Demshafach balayla yimne v'yom lo bracha. V'timhanu v'zach. Afo zimnan the sviras yom menachanya shichol ha'am shichol l'espar v'yam abam. So you see the daytime one could allow you to continue. V'imkein v'yishpat shichol sviras. So apparently there's a kiyam. V'imkein lam lo yivar. So we're going to make a bracha. Ulam lam avur nera v'emes d'gam v'hag mod el v'inatam. Even the v'hag agrees to v'inatam. D'yom ein azman sviras om v'naklav. So for Biyam, that's a mitzvah. You don't get a mitzvah, I don't do it during the day. That's why I'm making bracha. Elam Nikol Mokum Svira Leila Bahag, the Kol Zehu Ach Lagavi Kiyama Mitzvah Shal Svira Omer. That's for the Kiyama Mitzvah. Bezer Rach Laila Kashu Mitzvah Svira Velo Yom. Ulam Nikol Mokum Gan Svira Yom Have Maisa Svira. The end of the day is still a Maisa. The Chalaleha Hayom Torah Sipor. Adidei Svira Shal Yom. Torah Sapor. And the Yom has a status of being counted via the Svira of Yom. And Cain imbanulah dunlanin mitzvah svira. Regarding the mitzvah, who ain't yachal of arachal svira shal yom, keeping chain by mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, you can't make a bracha. And the kamakam lezemahan yasvira shal yom, shiuchal lisbar biyamim habayim, and bracha that you can count on the future days. Keeping the mice svira yeshkan, there's still an action, lo bagal hachezvan shal minyan, mikach masha shachach laila. So the count is still going. Keeping the so, safar.
That's right. In other words, insofar as they're creating an ordinal system, so then Bayom is effective. But insofar as having a Kiyum HaMitzvah, that is only Balaila. And the daytime is not the time for a Kiyum HaMitzvah at all. That's what he's saying, right? So the only thing I'm asking is, can we explain why it should be that way, or... it's just that's the way it is. I mean, I'm laughing because it's like classical Brisker.
Right.
Why shouldn't it
be
a
mitzvah
by
Yom
also? Why shouldn't it be a mitzvah by Yom? And if it's not, why should it be considered suffer? Yeah, it's hard to. I don't have a real definitive svara, but I have like some idea on it. Not really a svara I could prove, but so I think there's something that you could halachically be in tune with.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I mean, mispar is not something which is exclusive to mitzvah.
That's right. True. In other words, to make the day suffer, you want to have an accident of being suffer. So in order to accomplish that, you just need the day, any part of the day. Any part of the day will render or create the accident of being suffer. But a Maisa HaMitzvah is based upon having a certain structure that's a significant structure, and that's only Balaila, because that's when you have both Chelkei Hayom in front of you. So the sphere is on a Yom Shalim. So when it comes to the Maisa Mitzvah, you require a Yom Shalim. But when it comes to the accident of creating the Yom Sofer, that you don't need the Yom Sofer, the Yom Shalim. All you need is that you can create an accident in the day because it's still the day. So Yom is still the day. So you can create an accident of Sofer. But by Laila, a mitzvah has a whole setup, has to be set up in the most perfect manner. That's the way the Torah sets up a mitzvah. Like we say that if it's only a mitzvah, if it's not a mitzvah gomor, so therefore you can't be mevarich. So the bracha has to be on a mitzvah b'shleimusa. It's a different system, a different requirement. So that's why the mitzvah b'shleimusa is only balayla, because they have a yom shalim. But just to create an accident and the cheftza shel yom, there, even if it's not the highest level, it's not a yom shalim, but it still is the part of the day, you can still create an accident in the yom.
Are you saying it's still a mitzvah, it's just not b'shleimusa, so you can't make a bracha?
That's right. It's not, since the mitzvah is only given when it's b'shleimusa, So it's the real Maisa HaMitzvah. So then it's only Balayla.
Like, let's say on the 49th day, right?
Right.
So like, there's no real Sorach, there's no next night, you know?
Right.
So would there be a point in counting it during the day according to the Bahag?
I think the Rav says no.
Oh, yeah, she says no. Okay.
Says no. You wanted to ask that question?
I wasn't sure whether you were saying, according to Bahag, it's like a mitzvah, even to count in a day, just it's not bishlam muso, and therefore you can't make a bracha.
Oh, no.
It's not a mitzvah at all.
Not a mitzvah at all.
So it's just a hechsher in order for the yom to be suffer for the next night.
That's right. And that's why you're right. You would deduce what the Rav says a little later, that if it's on the last day and you miss the 49th night, there's no purpose in the daytime in counting the 49th day, because you're not setting anything up on an ordinal system, because it's the last night.
What about the fact that Torah says that you make shavuos on the chamishim?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Apparently, it doesn't hold that it's totally in sphere. I was thinking about that. But he has another piece. Maybe we'll do it on chamishim yom. So maybe we should wait till we see what he says over there. But you're right, Lechora. I mean, you could interpret the pasuk to mean that if the Klal Yisrael didn't do Sfira, they wouldn't have Shavuos. I don't know, but you can interpret it that way. But the Rav definitely does not interpret it that way, because he says the last day you don't have to count at all. If you miss the nighttime, there's no benefit in counting in the daytime. You'll see. So apparently he holds that the Chag HaShavuos is not dependent on the Sfira. Okay. Well, you want to go a little further?
It has to be dependent on something. It's not dependent on the day, because it can come out different days.
It's not dependent on what?
It's not dependent on a date. So it has to be dependent on something.
Yeah, it could be dependent on the minyan ayomim.
It's just not on your particular account, on you, the particular people counting, but the reality is the minyan ayomim. Okay, should I read a little further of it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I think he's still rounding out what he just said.
Oh, good.
Right, the Rosh will finish his shachach lispar laila v'yom, only if you miss both night and day. The Zello, Rosh, Shepit, or Mitzvah, you're not only missing the Bethel, Shepit, or Samaita, Ira, Chilo, so Yom Legamri. Then you didn't even count this ordinal, you know, Zach, Shuv, Batam, and then you, Ashman, Shalas, Ira Legamri. Then you're totally missing the count. Then you gotta call Limnos Vishayaman. Then you're missing a unit, an entity, so the Yom isn't software, so you can't keep going.
Right, so the Sfirba Yom only serves one purpose, to maintain the ordinal system. But there's no mitzvah involved in it. Okay, go ahead.
The fact that you miss the night, you count during the day, and the time is zero. It's not to fill the mitzvah. Still in a mitzvah, my love, have it. In the takana, mitzvah, mitzvah, the yom, you miss the mitzvah, you can't make it up. There's no tashlam. I live service for beyond today, laham, and it's a tashlam, and it's a zero. You just have to keep the count going. Like they can't, you call this for a little, bishari, I'm in the bracha, so you can keep counting the other days of the bracha. Okay. If you miss the 49th day at night, for 9th night. And the Sarah was list for beyond the day of the box. You wouldn't have to count the day 49. He bankoff and Kim was follows your say on the box. You're not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah 49 because it's day fine. The Cholos here, we only rock they last because I'm in the Spiro Yom Avon. The whole idea of counting the day time always is to continue the count for the future day. Ben Shaya, Yom Avon doesn't make sense on the last day.
Right. Right. That's what Aaron, that's what you're Mahalan to. Okay. Good, very good. I think you rounded it off pretty well. I think you got every single point.
Mm-hmm. So it's really, according to him, it's really like a real bidyeved, if you will, to not count that night.
Bidyeved if what?
I mean, if you don't count, it's to miss the count that night. Like, you're really not yoked, you know? I feel like sometimes you'll feel like, okay, you count that night if you could, but if not, you'll do it in the day. It's like you're really not yoked to miss when you miss it that night.
That's what I mean. So far as the mitzvah is concerned, you finished.
Right, into the mitzvah.
That's right. Really into the mitzvah at all.
Yeah, you're just allowing yourself to do the mitzvah tomorrow. You really didn't do the mitzvah that.
Right, it's just the Hechi Timsa for tomorrow.
Mm. Right, and that's why some nice. You might as well not even count during the day, because basically you missed it. You missed your chance. It's not something to do.
Yeah, that's right. It makes it pretty clear.
Got this. Okay. Should I go further, Rebbe?
Yeah, I think we might as well.
Okay. You young master Richard.
Well, I think he takes up just about every shita. Okay, go ahead.
Myself is Simon Tafeta. It's of Bisham Rashi. I'm a spell in my Timor of Milad Yom. Money Mahim below Bra. Okay. Na Meimar Amar. And you could say, Im Asker Valaila Vivesi. Asar Vavarach Kedem. And then Sashalo Birafi Lazala. Milad Yom. He makes like a tonight. So if I remember to do it at home, I'm going to make a bracha. And what I did now was another, so I make a bracha. In Ashkafa.
The Nimsa Shalom Barachti Vatola. When he had nighttime, you mean?
I guess, well, the daytime one. That's why he didn't make the bracha during the daytime.
Oh, I see, so, right.
And if he ends up doing that.
Meimar Amar. Imaska Balayla Vavesi Asa Varkadin. The Nimsa Shalom Barachti Vatola. Nibodjom, yeah, that's right. So that's why he doesn't make a bracha when he does it at plag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on a second.
Vimeshach. Okay. That's just part of the second part of 9.
Okay, Hare Manishi. Well, you're on the mitzvah.
Right.
So at least I counted. Okay. There's a Tamal of Arashva, the Chuvosav, Evir Mogen Avram. Omar Ani, Shatala Buki Sriki, Beravenizal.
You see, he blames the, what do you call it, Sefer? The Mahzavitri? The Mahzavitri. He claims that they're not afraid that they put these empty bottles on Rashi. I never said it.
The call Shemana Nivaryam was a little clump. Right?
Right.
So, how could you count during the day?
Right.
Well, maybe I'm a Rish. I'm a Mona Yom Shani. You're going to count the second day. It's impossible.
Impossible.
It's like a false testimony.
Right.
The Im Shema Yasa Bistira, the Yishka. V'yismoch b'sfira zu kimo v'kir shma shal arav.
In other words, what he's saying is, if you're going to say the Yotzei from Plag HaMencha, because that's the zman for the next day.
Right. So who cares that you didn't make a bracha at that early time? Bottom line is, you already counted. If you can tell me your yotze, then your yotze, then have to be making a bracha again at night.
That's right. That's the Rashba. Okay, go ahead. That's good.
Remember, the Rei Rashi, Timon, Rosha, Insir, Bayam, Havisira, Lames, Ravara. If the night, the daytime one is good, then that's it, your yotze. Don't count at night. Be Lames, Vira, Lama, Yis, Vira, Mitzim, Rodion, then why are you even counting altogether? Okay.
Hey, what about, like, you know, we did by Tefillin?
Tonight.
Yeah, the Al Tanai idea. Why wouldn't that be, like, just the simple way to resolve it?
Say it again.
Well, why doesn't the Rashba know about putting on Tefillin Chol Moed Al Tanai? And he did a mitzvah Al Tanai, that if I'm going to count later, then this is not a mitzvah.
Oh, I'll tell you why, because by tefillin, you could put it on many times during the day, right? But over here, once you count, so the next count is going to be levatola, because you counted already.
You can't have al tanai yotzei, you have kavana not to be yotzei?
You can have kavana, that's interesting. That's a riot to the rav. You can have kavana not to be yotzei, the mitzvah, but the day is still counted, you still counted the day.
Yeah, why can't you make the bracha on the mitzvah? If you didn't do the mitzvah, then I'll make the bracha because I'm doing the mitzvah.
You mean why can't I just make it tonight that I'm going to count and I don't want to be used for the mitzvah?
Right. Well, yeah, let's say you just actually said that. Kavan, you go to the mitzvah and then you count for that. Would you be allowed to do it again with the bracha?
Apparently everybody holds no. Because people say that even if you were paskin, that even if you maskir the day, it's still, you can't do it. Let's say you just happened by accident to be maskir tonight is the 19th. So then you can't, if you say that tonight, so then you can't count with brach anymore. You didn't have das to be otzei. And no one says if you had das shalom otzei that you could do it. There's no sheet like that. But your question is, why not?
Right.
Why not? Good question. I mean, why can't I say? I don't have a mind to be able to miss her.
Right. As I always say, even if you're right, you can be a mitzvah saying she has kavana, but if you're kavana, shalalatzes.
You know, yes, sir.
Right.
We said before that counting is something which is separate from mitzvah. So saying that you're not going to be yotzei is irrelevant because you did count. Even secularly, it registers.
Yeah, what you mean to say is like this, it's a riot to what the Rav said, that there's two halachas. One halacha is the kima mitzvah. The other halacha is that the day is counted. So
right.
So even if you had a mind not to be yotzei the mitzvah, but you can't stop the day from being counted. And once the day is counted, there's no mitzvah anymore.
Right. You mean you could count the day. In his previous case, you're able to count the day without the mitzvah, like if it's during the daytime.
Right.
Here you do the opposite. Here you're going to try to do the mitzvah without the counting of the day. Because you're going to count the day previously, and then you're going to say, oh, now I'm just doing the mitzvah. Yeah, but if the day's already counted, then how could you do the mitzvah? The mitzvah involves counting the day.
That's right.
So that's the Rashba's kasha, Rashba?
So that seems to be the Rashba's kasha. That even if you have in mind that you're going to count later with a bracha, you're still stuck because if it's the zman for counting, once you counted, even though you made it tonight, you can't count anymore. Because apparently the day is counted already. Once the day is counted, you can't do the mitzvah.
Right.
But he clearly holds that way.
Right.
it's interesting, but it's a riot to what the Rebbe was saying, that there are two concepts, the day being counted and the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But you can't have a Kiyum HaMitzvah on a counted day, because the Kiyum HaMitzvah has to create the count.
Right.
Yeah, it's an answer. Yeah. Okay, so you want to take his answer?
Okay. V'hanira v'das Rashi v'vadai kol inyan kima mitzvah shel svira regarding the mitzvah kima mitzvah im b'svira mibo yom kiyam shel mitzvah klal even that kati lomot v'antiyuva. It definitely can't be yotzei the mitzvah at all when it's during day. If it's a chiyuv, it didn't come yet. And that's why you have to count the night with the bracha. The sphere of the world, main lucky amidst the sphere file. The United States whatsoever. The time of the Rashi, she is for him with your Modiom. So the reason for Rashi that you have to count during with the tzibur during the day, even though it's not the mitzvah yet, Nishan Durashi, Sir Sirlei. Yidas Abag Dimshachach Lispar Yom Echad Shu'inu Sofer V'Shah Yomim and Bracha. So if you missed one day, if you got one day, you're not allowed to keep going. Ve'alog Farnesbayar Diyasodina Shalag V'Mishim Tamimos. The whole thing is goes to Tamimos. Down Maisa Sfira Shal Kol Yom Toloi V'Sfira Shal Yom Makodnet. That each count is Toloi, the action of counting is Toloi on the previous ordinal numbers. Well, Gabi Dinzas, Vira Lay, the Gans, Vira Moyom, Ave Maisa, Vira Layom Abba. So in that regard, Rashi holds that the count Moyom could still be a count prior to the day, could count as a count for the upcoming day. Him Silver and Plagamincha, the son of Lachashecha, Kidifazina and Lakamadina with Plagamincha and Surah Yom Abba. So from plague on, we see it's served to the upcoming day. Mahanya Hasvira. Mahanya Hasvira.
The plague of Mincha.
So that counting could count as a Maisa Svira and advancing the count. Today's Yuchal Ahamshev, Valindra, Sashara, Yom Evan Bracha. To allow you to count future days of the Bracha.
Right. So he holds differently than we said. He holds even though the day is suffer, you still can do the mitzvah. Right?
I mean, that's good for the machlokas between Rashba and Rashi?
I don't know. I got to think about it a second. Because the Rashba says it'll be a bracha vatala. Because he counted already. In other words, according to Rashba, he did the Maisa Mitzvah. Maybe we according to the Rashba, the reason why the tonight, I don't mean the tonight, what about the tonight?
Right.
Maybe the Rashba holds that it's the St. Shiloh's going on, and even if it makes it tonight, it's not Shiloh Lotzeis, it's not going to help him. I think the Ramban holds like that.
In general?
In general, yeah. He says, I feel even if he cries out like a kikrukya, that it's not going to help him. That he can't be mevatel in the mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't you say what we previously said, that the Rashba holds that you can't separate, you can't have the mitzvah without it being counted. There's the reality of the count, and the mitzvah must be a count. And if you previously counted, then this is, there's no place for the mitzvah to express itself.
You mean assuming he's making the tonight and he's saying, I don't want to be used to the mitzvah.
Yeah, the tonight's on the mitzvah, but on the count, there's a reality to the count. And if the count works, then you undercut the mitzvah.
That's right. You have to say that Rashi argues on that.
You hold the mitzvah could exist separately.
You're right. You have to say that it has to be a mitzvah shel mitzvah.
It's a good start. It's because Rashi argues, isn't it?
Rashi's going to have to hold that even if it's a suffer, you still could be mekayem the mitzvah. I mean, it's too good a suffer. Once you say it's suffer, it's very hard to believe that the mitzvah, you can still do the mitzvah.
I know, but that's just the problem with Rashi, Rabbi. What's it going to help to make the Rashi also, you know?
Either way, say it again.
Rashi's gonna, isn't the way the Rav explaining Rashi that even though the yom is suffer, you still can do the mitzvah?
Yes. That's
but
right,
why,
yeah.
Remember why I say the Rashba agrees, it's a very easy place to say the Rashba argues.
That's correct, you could.
Rashi,
yeah, it's hard to write, it's a hard svar for Rashi, the way the Rav is explaining him.
And Rashi maintains definitely, according to the Rav, that if even though it's counted, you still can do the mitzvah. That's what I said, that's true.
What do you need the tonight for, according to that? I mean, if Rashi holds that even if it's counted, you could still do the mitzvah, then you shouldn't need any tonight.
He doesn't consider it a tonight. He considers it that he's just saying what he's doing. He's saying, I'm counting now, so at least the yom is suffer. And I'm going to count later with a bracha because I know that now is not the time of the mitzvah.
I see.
I mean, that's the way the Rav is learning. Yeah, so what do you guys think? Is that a hard sword to say that you can still be mekayem the mitzvah if the yom is suffer or not?
Why can't you say that if the mitzvah was not l'shem mitzvah, so then you could still do it?
If your mitzvah is shichas kavana, then it's going to be totally a mitzvah shichas kavana.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hold Mrs. Ainsvich's Gavana, so then you're going to have to say that the Yom is, you're ready to the Mitzvah.
Right. That's true.
But the Rav maintains you couldn't do the Mitzvah because it's not the Zman yet. It's only Plaga Mincha. So the only thing you can do is render the Yom suffer. But the fact that he rendered the Yom suffer is not monea from doing the mitzvah. But you wish to, I mean, to me it seems like a little bit of a difficult zohar.
Right, because what's the mitzvah? Not to make the Yom suffer. That's the mitzvah, to count the day.
Right.
Not just to say words.
That's right. And if the Yom is suffer already, so what are you doing? All you're doing by accounting is making the Yom suffer.
Right, you can't make a double suffer, it's already suffer.
That's right. It would seem that way. Unless it will say that the mitzvah is to be mona, not to render the day suffer. But it usually accomplishes two things. But then, I mean, it's getting kind of nitty-gritty.
Yeah, it's a complicated formulation. Why would you
Yeah, it's not a smooth formulation.
But he does seem to be showing that you could have a, I mean, I thought the whole point is that you could have a separate Maisa Mitzvah, and then normally, like you're saying, the Maisa Mitzvah creates the objective of maintaining an ordinal system, but he's showing you in this case, by counting before or after Plag, that you can maintain the ordinal system, right, but still, and separate the Maisa Mitzvah out.
Right. It means you can maintain that. Want to say it again?
That you could maintain the ordinal system separate from the Maisa Mitzvah. So let's say the guy counts before Plag, you know, with Das not to be Yotze, but then he forgets to count that night. It would seem he could count the next day because that act of counting has maintained the ordinal system. He missed the Maisa Mitzvah, but he still is maintaining the ordinal nature of this counting.
That's right, but he also holds that he can count that night and get a mitzvah for it.
Right.
Even though the day has been set up already as part of the ordinal system.
Right, because he seems to be maintaining that there is the Maisa Mitzvah can be separated from the maintenance of the ordinal system. Like you're saying, normally that objective is accomplished by the counting of the Maisa Mitzvah, but he's showing that the two can be separated according to Rashi, which proves supports his thesis, right?
Yeah. The only thing I find hard to understand is that he's saying that the day is counted already. And now what is the mitzvah now? To count the day. But the day is already counted. Isn't that superfluous what he's doing?
Yeah, but we formulated there's a Maisa Mitzvah. We even said it with one of the previous Sfaros, that there's a Maisa Mitzvah of counting the day on the day. And so that Maisa Mitzvah is independent according to Rashi.
And what we previously were saying is that the Maisa Mitzvah is a specific way to count the day, and the mitzvah is to do it in that special way. But you're still, the mitzvah is counting the day. But here you're trying to say that even though the day is already counted, the Maisa Mitzvah could exist independent of counting the day. Like there, the counting the day existed separate from the Maisa Mitzvah, even though you're not yet a mitzvah, you're still counting the day. Here you're trying to say that you can have the mitzvah where there's no counting of the day because the day is already counted. So what is the mitzvah? Just to say those words?
Well, what about saying that the mitzvah is to be meshabeach? It's not the ikur to, you can still have that. You can still have the shevach even though the count has been completed.
What shevach?
The bracha is a shevach.
No, but that's not the mitzvah. The brachas are in the mitzvah. Yes, that's a good point. It's a good point. I mean, you've got to say, according to the Rav, that Rashi will hold that even though the day is counted somehow or other, he could still do the Maisa Mitzvah. The day already is all dominion. Okay, I mean, I don't know what we could do with that.
Wait a minute. Can you say that, like, for example, Rav Haigon, right? When you're counting yesterday because you forgot?
Right.
Maybe that's like, it's just part of your Maisa Mitzvah. Like, your Maisa must be going in a series of ordinal numbers.
Right.
But, like, the Chetza of the Yom of yesterday was never counted because the day was never counted when it existed. And now you're counting it today doesn't make the chetz of the yom counted. It's like your Maisa Mitzvahs, it allows your Maisa Mitzvah to continue. But the chetz of the yom was never counted.
Right.
So maybe Rashi's saying the same thing, is when you count before plag. So the yom isn't here yet. There's no chovas ha-mitzvah. The yom doesn't exist. So your counting never actually, it doesn't render the yom itself as a chesed safar. But what it does is it makes your, in terms of your ma'isa ha-mitzvah, like if you forget to count the day itself, so even though the day itself will never have been counted, the next day your ma'isa ha-mitzvah continues. Like it helps for your ma'isa ha-mitzvah of later dates.
Right.
But it doesn't render the yom as a chafza. It doesn't render it safar as a chafza. So therefore, you could still do the mitzvah.
Say it once more.
So that according to Rashi, when you're counting by before Shkia.
Yeah.
I'm saying it doesn't render the yom itself safar as a chafza. That future day, because you can't count the thing that doesn't exist yet. Just like you can't, according to Rashi, you couldn't count it afterwards. You can't count it before, and either according to Rashi.
Right.
So the real kima mitzvah you can really do later on that night, because that's then the chetz exists, the chiyuv exists then. All Rashi's doing is he's setting up your maisa hamitzvah. The maisa of counting will be a good counting if you forget it entirely. It's like a version of Rav Hai's svara. It allows your ma'isik to continue as being a ma'is of counting ordinal numbers, but it doesn't render the yom itself safar.
I see. Yeah, it's mashma a little bit like that, because he says the gam sfira mebo yom havi ma'isa sfira la yom haba.
Right, but it doesn't render the yom itself safar.
So the yom is not safar.
Right. But in terms of your ma'isa, when you continue the next day, it's like Maisa is a continuation of counting ordinal numbers. It just happens to be that counting before Shkia didn't qualify the yom because it didn't exist yet. It's not that different from a paigon when you're counting, you know, yesterday.
Well, a paigon is totally different, because a paigon is just saying that you can count yesterday even though it's not here in order to render the ordinal of today.
Right, but it didn't qualify yesterday as a chafza. Yesterday as a chafza is gone. You can't qualify. It just allows
that's right.
To...
It didn't qualify.
Right. It doesn't qualify the chafza of the yom of yesterday, but it allows your ma'isa to continue as a normal counting. So I'm saying Rashi also in advance. It's like setting up your ma'isa of counting for if you happen to forget. But it's not going to actually qualify the yom because the yom doesn't exist yet. Therefore, at night you can do the mitzvah. Because the yom never got a designation, never really was defined.
And according to Rav Hai, you don't consider the yesterday as counted?
No, because the day that you can't qualify thing doesn't exist. It just allows your ma'isa is now one of counting ordinal numbers. But the chesed of the yom was never qualified.
Yeah, how does he explain?
By Rav Hai?
Yeah. So it
sounds like he's saying that it's all part of it affects your ma'isa sfira, but it doesn't actually render yesterday as safar.
But he says even the money gamesmo. That he counted yesterday.
Yeah. So in terms of your ma'isa sfira of tmimos, it's good because you're doing a tmimos of ordinal numbers and you're counting it. Your ma'isa is counting ordinal numbers. But was yesterday ever qualified? No. But you're doing a mice of ordinal numbers, of tmimos.
You're doing a mice of ordinal numbers.
Right.
The Manushach, how do you have that if it's not on the day?
It just changes.
What you're saying time. Ordinal is registering, but mitzvah is not registering.
It helps for your mice. It makes it that it's a mice of tmimos of counting ordinal numbers. It's just never qualified the day itself, because that day itself doesn't exist anymore. It can only be qualified when it exists. So the mitzvah is to qualify the yom itself. But for the mice of tmimos, that suffices even before or after.
But in the Bahag, what does it say? V'chol al yom Torah sofer, gam al yedei sfira shel yom. And the Bahag is definitely saying that it's a chayas kalos in the yom.
Right.
Right,
good, because it's on the day.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, it is good. He didn't say Lashon for Rav Hai, for the Bahag, it's the Yom has to be soft for. Rav Hai is holding right. Tmimos requires the Yom itself to be soft.
Right.
So must be that, right, during the day itself.
Right.
Right.
But in Rav Hai, he's going to say the Yom does not suffer.
Right.
And even though it's not suffer, it's a mice. Of ordinal. So it's hard to, hard to hold. I mean, I see it clearly where the yom is suffer. So then I see that definitely it's all a minyan, and the next day is going to be a account of it's going to be a count of ordinal. But if you say the yom is not suffer, in what sense is it ordinal? You're not counting anything. It's not ordinal vis-a-vis the yom. So it'll just be ordinal in your dibur?
Yeah.
In your action of counting, it's like a sequential count, an ordinal count.
That what?
It's an ordinal count. The count doesn't have any gaps in it in your action of counting.
But when you say an ordinal count, you're saying a count without a thing being counted.
You're counting the day, this day. You're counting 10. You missed 9, but you're counting 10. But the nature of 10 is it's the number that comes after 9. That's what counting yesterday helps you. It places 10 as the...
How could you count yesterday if yesterday doesn't become counted? That's what I don't understand. How could you count a thing without having an effect of a thing being counted? It's like it's just a mice of Divu Balma.
Well, you're really counting 10. It's just the framework of counting 10 is the successor of 9.
Yeah, but now you have to say counting 9.
Well, you can't count 9. 9 doesn't exist. That's like not possible.
Yeah, so then so 9 is not counted. So what does it help when you say that yesterday was 9?
It's like giving a framework for counting 10. It doesn't really help qualify 9, but it gives you the framework of 10 being the successor of 9. Non-independent cardinal number. But it's not going to render 9 counted because 9 doesn't exist. It's too late.
So I don't understand. That's what I don't understand. If it doesn't do 9, so 9 remains uncounted. So now 10, is he going 8 was counted? 10 is counted, but 9 was never counted. So how does a little insertion help you? If it's nothing, you're not counting anything. It's a lot for me to understand. But he seems to be saying that. because that's what he's explaining the Rashi also.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Are we saying that the Maisa Sphera can only exist by Yom? Right? Fulfilling the Mitzvah Sphera has to happen on the day. So the Rav is positing through Haigon and then later through Rashi that there is a type of apparently rendering the entity part of the ordinal system that can exist outside of that day. So you can't do the Maisa Mitzvah Sphera Omer outside of the 24-hour period. And really, according to some, it can only be done at night when you're counting a full entity. So what's the status of counting outside of that specific Zman Mitzvah? So he's showing you that according to Rav Haigon, counting the previous day renders it part of their ordinal system. I can't count a week ago, but I can count the previous day. And similarly by Rashi, probably you can't count 10 days from now, but you can count tomorrow or this evening and render that part of the ordinal system. And Rashi separates that out from the Maisa Mitzvah Sfiras Omer, which only exists by Yom.
Right. I mean, that's definitely what he's saying. That's definitely what he's saying.
Rabbi, how were you originally understanding Rav Haigon before we saw this Rashi? You were learning that it really renders the Yom Saf or Lamafreya?
That's right.
Oh. Right, I mean, it's not a mitzvah, but it still qualifies the Yom yesterday of being Safor. Then and
so. Right.
The only thing is, it's hard is how you can do that once the day doesn't exist.
I hear.
Right. Right. Right, I mean, there's a problem either way you go. It's a hard sheet, though. You're just saying that's the way you understand the original. Yes.
Right. Sagi Shayasa Hayom Maisasphere Alayom Shovar Afug Lokium Shall Mitzvah Spherical. Whatever that means. The Mikomoko Mahani a Maisasphere La Shavuya Lisura to Hidna the Spiritual Trimos. Kivin the Spiritual Yom Bomikoch Achesbin Shalayom Shovar. The Kivan the Moni Ganes Mo, Long Nofak Makal Tmimos. I mean, the Gavra did a Maisim, the Maisim Nora. He didn't jump to 10. He did a Maisim of being Mona 9. I mean, it's just a Maisim on the part of the Gavra, even though nothing's accomplished.
Right, there's no mitzvah.
And then there's no kiyum in the yom that it would suffer.
Right.
But nevertheless, it was a maisa of bimona.
Right, which is just a makshir for doing the maisa of today, of counting 10. You can't do 10 if you didn't do 9. So the 9 right. Allows you to do the 10. So it's a maisa of counting of 9, which allows the count of 10 to be meaningful.
Right.
No.
You mean the it's just halacha in the gavra that even though there was no halachic repercussions from his counting, but the gavra still did a maisa of counting 9.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, he keeps emphasizing the maisa. You know, sounds like that's.
Yeah, I figure it does sound like that.
There's a certain type of counting, the counting of sequence, so.
Right.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Aren't you saying also that really part of the identity of the 10th day is that yesterday was 9 in terms of being a continuum?
Yes.
That's part of today's identity yesterday. So it's significant insofar as today's identity. So that's why the Maisa Sphera counts, even though it wasn't halachic.
Because what?
Because part of today's identity of being the 10th day and it's part of a continuum, was that yesterday was the ninth.
That's so right.
That's part of its identity. So that's why it's significant, even though halachically it wasn't a Maaseh Sfira, but it is relevant to today's count.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. You're right. That's why we said you can't go back more than one day.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's what it goes. That there's a Maaseh of a Minyan Agavra, which has no halacha, which is outside the framework of halacha completely. But nevertheless, it's a Maaseh on a Maaseh Minyan. So therefore, and that would explain Rashi also, because the counting on the before the day is not a halacha counting. The day isn't Monoi. It's only a Maaseh Sfira.
Right.
But in Hilchos Sfiras Omer, it's nothing. It's like outside the realm of Sfiras Omer. But nevertheless, it's a Maaseh. I guess that's the way you have to interpret him. Yeah. Yeah, does it make sense?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
Kiddush,
but I think there's a sense
to that. Big Kiddush. I think definitely that's what he's saying. Yeah, okay, everybody, so maybe we'll continue tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Evan.
Have a nice day.
Okay, thanks.